What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Welcome to How to Not Comedy. Junie V?
Yeah, Junie. Yeah, Junie.
Thanks for coming on, man. Made it all the way.
Found a park. Parking is fucked.
What's with Newcastle and, like, no park? There's nothing to do here, but there's also nowhere to park.
Yeah, I know.
It's just this end of the city. It's like Sydney. It's just fucked. There's nowhere to park.
At least it was free.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, you'll find out.
Yeah. Most Sunday parks are free, so, yeah, it's not too bad. Yeah, man. Well, fuck. Good drive up.
Yeah. I'm a bit fucking dusty from last night, but it was all right.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. What'd you get up to?
I just drinks with some of the guys.
Yeah,
okay.
I haven't done that for a while, so.
Some of your mates or comedy mates? Or?
Comedy mates, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Sweet.
They're all young.
Yeah, they know how to fucking drink. That's for sure. I've done that a couple of times when I've been down in Sydney.
Yeah.
Just get on the piss. Yeah.
Yeah, not pulling a fucking all-nighter or something ridiculous like that.
Well, I take my van down so, like, I can just
smart
go back and crash in that.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm not that keen to get back to the van.
Yeah.
There's not much to do in there, so I'll just stay out as late as I can.
I slept on some uni kid's couch with, like, no blanket or pillow. But it was all right. It was, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, that's the classic stay-over move.
Yeah.
Like, you fucking...
Such a dude get... house. Here, just sleep here. I'll make it cold.
Yeah.
No pillow, no oven. All right.
Yeah.
What do I expect?
What show was on, man? What'd you go check out?
Nothing.
Oh, you were just getting on the piss.
Yeah. It's the first time I just went out just to drink.
Nice.
Didn't watch anything, nothing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Still a good night.
I don't think we've ever done that up here. Like, just... The Newcastle boys getting together, getting on the piss.
It's always kick-ons after some fucking show or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's usually the case. Do you know Kyle Legacy?
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking Legacy. Every time he comes to town, you get fucking roped into an all-nighter.
That's good.
Yeah.
Every once in a while.
It's a vibe.
Yeah.
Nice vibe to bring.
Yeah, not bad at all.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I emceed this fucking Fringe show. Last night, I'll call it night. It was pretty much in the afternoon. Like, it started
a day event.
Yeah.
Wow.
Started at 5:30 and it was like outside in a courtyard type of thing. In Hamilton on Bowman Street. Yeah. Like near the clock tower. And it was just all kids as well.
Lovely.
It was the most fucked thing I've ever emceed.
It was to be clean? Like,
yeah, but I didn't really do like bits. I was just like, I just did admin and like amp the crowd up to bring up the next act. And that's all I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like, I can't, my jokes are fucked. Like, there's no way any of it's going to fly in front of a bunch of kids. And yeah, it just got progressively fucking weirder. Like, the acts, it's all fringe acts, so they're like a bit weird anyway. But it wasn't comedy, it was like circus and magic and all sorts of other shit. So, yeah, thanks, Eddie, for the gig tee
gig's
up.
A gig, I guess.
Yeah, the gig's a gig.
Could you imagine if you crushed, if you did your stuff and you crushed in front of kids?
Well, that's what annoyed me. There was one comedian. Shout out to Mr. Snotbottom. He's like a children's comic.
Oh.
And he fucking destroyed.
Is he is it physical comedy?
Yeah, sort of.
I don't know what you would do for kids, like, or is it just very, like a lot of cartoon references?
Yeah.
He came out with, like, no pants on. Like, he had boxes on. He was like, his dick's hanging out. He's like, hey, kids.
It pretty much is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's, like, wearing these polka dot boxes, and he's just like, oh, I'm not ready. I'm not ready for the show. And all the kids think, oh, very hilarious.
Yeah.
And luckily, he teed me up as the MC to be like, I'm going to come out and say I'm not ready, but I'm actually ready.
Yeah.
Because like, otherwise, I'd be like, oh, fuck. He's like, I've had that before. And then he calls some kid broccoli pants. And it just kills.
Destroys.
And I'm just so mad.
What am I doing?
Like, I can't do that.
Like, there's no way you wrote that.
Yeah. I'll never be able to do that.
Yeah, you try and do crowd work. You're like, hey, you goofy little cunt.
What are you for work? Ah, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Is this your missus?
Yeah.
So then, this other band came on and they did like 5 minutes. They just did like one song. And it's like a dude in a dress tap dancing. And then as he's like playing and tap dancing, or she, I'm pretty sure he went by he. But anyway,
playing and tap dancing.
Yeah, tap dancing and then like playing piano. And there's like a drummer and singing as well. And then the piano just falls off the stand like in the middle of the fucking set. It's Jesus Christ.
That shows how much tap dancing is not loved anymore.
Yeah.
Like, that's a skill in itself, but now you have to do MP piano.
Yeah.
And perform.
This is...
Just stop tap dancing.
This is just so fucked. Like,
just pick one.
And there wasn't enough gear to, like, set everyone up properly, and, like, all the acts are just coming and going. So I'm, like, trying to MC, but I'm also, like, doing tech.
Yeah.
And, like, in between. And I only had one mic lead, so I'm, like, unplugging the mic that I'm supposed to be MCing with, plugging it into their, like, PA for their wireless headsets so that they're ready to go. And I'm just out in this courtyard just screaming at the top of my lungs, like, trying to MC.
It was paid, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Fucking
it was good. It's good money if you get paid.
Yeah, if they pay me.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they will. Otherwise, I'm fucking doing a mockumentary.
Yeah.
The Newcastle Cringe Festival.
Yeah. Yeah. That's almost worth not being paid just for that,
yeah, just
that
for idea.
Yeah. Yeah. And that story. That's hilarious.
Mm. How was the magic?
It was pretty good. Yeah, it was like up close magic. He's doing like... It's just standard shit, like the rope trick and the rings that you put together. And
Yeah.
All that stuff that you can, like, watch on YouTube and find out how it's done.
The stuff
done.
You can order in a pack.
Yeah. But he was very good at it. And he's, like, a local Newcastle act or something. I've never seen him, but I don't know if he just does Fringe or if he does his own shit. But, yeah, it was pretty good. Just heaps of dad jokes. Like, corny magician jokes. So he's like, oh, man, this shit would not fly. Like, this is so... So bad.
She wouldn't find the streets.
Yeah.
Pretty but much. On a cruise ship.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
On
a
cruise ship.
Light
dude,
it up.
Magic on a cruise ship is like the number one show to go see. Have you done a cruise before?
No.
You've got kids.
Yeah.
So they're good for kids because you can literally just leave them in the fucking playland and go day drink all day. It's good for that.
You got me already?
Yeah. But, like, yeah, the magician show is always, like, the fucking number one show for those fucking things. Yeah, it's always, like, yeah, the ball and cup tricks and pulling grapefruit out of his asshole, stuff like that.
Is
you
it
know?
Big hat magician, like, with the big hat that comes out? Like the
He
doesn't wear the hat, but he still uses the hat. So the hat's still there as part of a prop.
Oh, okay.
But he doesn't wear it.
He's going to pull a rabbit out of that thing?
I think they stopped letting rabbits.
That's the thing about magic. It's like the same bits done over and over. They all steal each other's bits and they all do it. And you know what the end result's going to be, but you're still amazed. You're just like, wow.
Yeah.
How did you get that rabbit in there? I still don't know.
Yeah. The card tricks are always the best. It's like, all right, he's going to, he's clearly going to.
I know what you're going to do.
Yeah. I want to see it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like why Penn and Teller Foolus was a cool series.
Yeah, it was sick.
And then it would speak like little code. That was my favorite bit. Him saying what you do, what you're doing, without anyone else knowing, without revealing the trick.
Yeah. That was
like inside knowledge.
That's like comedy. If we did that after it, break it down, be like, I like the way you said the word faggot, but you said it in a way that was okay.
Yeah,
the way that you
judged it.
Yeah.
That's the game. Like, get away with saying that fucked up sort of shit.
That's the dream right there, is to be able to say slurs on stage
and be funny enough.
Yeah,
to get it all like Louis C.K. Bill Burr level.
Yeah. I tried it once.
Didn't
go
have
well.
The magic.
Didn't have the magic. Didn't have the confidence.
They saw you clang the rings together and pull apart.
Yeah.
They saw the card up your sleeve.
Yeah.
My friend said faggot on an open mic show in Newtown, and I think one, they cut his mic, and I think he got banned.
In Newtown?
Or he couldn't do it for a couple months.
Really? Yeah. Pussies.
Really? They put him on ice?
Yeah.
Poor C.
I had my friend.
Can you drop his
name?
Or?
Oh, Brock. He's a nice guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Who was the show?
It was a Caesar show. It was I think Dojo.
I'm disappointed. Comedy Dojo.
Yeah.
It's in the name Caesar. Come on, dude.
Was it him though, or was it like the other people surrounding that are like, that's not okay?
Probably.
I think the manager
might have called it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll happen.
Yeah. The manager
might have been an F word himself.
We had that with Bobby at the storytelling thing.
We did.
Oh.
Bobby Sandu was fucking on a tear.
Yeah.
Telling a story about
smoking weed in the doorway.
Smoking weed outside, and they just shut that gig down. Like, no more.
Oh, man.
That's enough. Yeah. It was shit. It was It needed to die.
Yeah.
I'm glad he came along and put a bullet in that fucking thing.
He did us a favor.
Yeah.
It was going to be like a fucking horse with a broken leg. It was just going to keep going for 6 months. And
Just you're, sad.
Yeah. You're right, though. That's the test. If you can get away with some fucked up shit, then it's probably a good gig.
Yeah, a little bit. Like, as long as it's funny.
Yeah.
You don't come when someone's just coming up and just being like...
No, you don't pick out the gay dude in the crowd and start fucking slurring him out.
Yeah.
Unless he's up for it.
Yeah, yeah, like, he might be into it. Yeah, you're right.
I was once told... Some gay guy said that faggot is their N-word.
Like, yeah.
You didn't get an N-word.
Yeah, I don't think it is, hey. Because they weren't, like, enslaved.
Yeah, but you don't get one. You can't. That's a false equivalence. That's
yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like, I get it. Some horrible shit has happened to gay people.
But, yeah, not on that level.
Yeah, you weren't picking cotton.
Yeah.
Like, there's a big difference
there. They whipped you because you asked for it.
You just walked into the wrong club. Don't worry, man. I've been there. I've been there. You just...
Number five?
Yeah.
Fucking Union Street?
Yep.
Did you get whipped there?
Yeah, I got whipped there.
There was like a heinous brothel in Newcastle, a few blocks down that way. And
slash strip club.
Yeah, it was like a strip club, brothel upstairs. Downstairs, it was like half the size of this room. With like a runway, like where usually how they have like models come out, but it's got like a pole at the end of it. Strip club runway.
Models who strip.
Yeah, and then it's got like milk crates up either side of the runway. Like
for
they
seats.
They didn't have chairs for so long.
Yeah.
They just had milk crates to sit on.
Classy.
And so there's just always.
It was great.
It was a fucking wild show, dude. Like they had women doing the craziest shit. Like, double-ended dildos,
dildo shows.
Away.
Yeah,
and you're just like, holy fuck, pulling like beads out of their pussy. You just like
Jaden put it in his mouth. They played skip rope
with the beads that came out of a vagina.
Oh, bro.
He thanked me afterwards. Yeah. I said, it's his birthday. So like, oh fuck yeah, we'll give him a free lap dance and then put the beads in his mouth.
Didn't one of the girls take our editor Tyler's glasses off his face and shove them in a pussy?
They might have,
I think she did.
That might have happened. Sounds like something that would have happened.
What a girl.
I just remember I got dumped.
I don't know which is more unhygienic. His glasses, because all the shit in your pussy or coming.
Yeah. Who gives who the yeast infection?
Yeah. Who came out worst?
I don't think a bit of ear fucking skin is going to worry that pussy.
No, like,
it's seen worse.
Glasses can get pretty manky.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that pussy's seen so much worse.
Yeah.
It's seen some fucking.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's seen some cheese.
Yeah, 100%. Sure. But the thing was, is you could fuck the strippers.
Like, yeah, if you like what you see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know that the first time we went there, because I would have totally fucked the stripper that we were like.
The crazy part is
the
my
short
uncle
one,
used to work fucking security there.
And he fucked them all
too. And
he's
fucked all of them. So.
Yeah.
I'm not going in there to get my big fat uncle's sloppy seconds. Like, he's like
Eskimo
100 kilo
uncle.
Plus truck driver. And just like, he's a nasty man.
He's a he's a gift to society.
He's not who you want to follow.
No. What a service, though. Yeah. That's what strip clubs are missing, the full package.
100%.
That place 100%. Is shut down now. Thank fuck.
Travesty.
Yeah. No. You remember they used to get civvies to get, like, the women there. If you went there like with your missus, like your missus would have to get her tits out. So when we went there was this couple, and they were clearly like, the woman was fucking into it, like basically giving each other hand jobs at the table there, and the strippers were like pulling her tits out as well, and she had fucking great
huge
tits.
Titties.
Amazing titties.
She was loving it.
Oh, dude.
Her partner was not. It's like every dude in
here. Like, dude, you brought me here.
Yeah. You can't really complain when you've thrown her in the lion's den.
Yeah. You've taken your girlfriend to a strip club. Like,
Yeah.
The funny part was the comparison when Mitch had his Bucks party and we went down to Sydney.
Oh,
and we went to, was it King's Cross or something?
Yeah.
We were like, we went to a strip club there and they were like younger girls, less meth, like high class establishment. And they're just, like, trying to get money out of us.
Yeah, wouldn't pull their buttholes out.
Yeah, and we're like, you got to understand what we've seen.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, the things that we can get done for $10 in Newcastle will make your fucking head spin, lady. Yeah.
I think I was on, like, MDMA, and I was just chatting my ass off.
Yeah.
I just had strippers on either side of me.
Yeah.
Sitting back, he's like, yeah, you should come home with us.
Oh,
we've got heaps of money.
Yeah, yeah. It was a grift. It was the biggest grift, that strip club, because, like, it was supposed to be, like, bottomless bar, all you can drink for the first 2 hours that you were there.
Mm.
Oh, it's a loose night.
You'd think so. But they only had one person on the bar.
Oh, that's the, yeah.
So
that's
it took you fucking 20 minutes to get a drink every time. So by the time the 2 hours are up, you're like, I've gotten maybe 3 drinks out of these people.
Also one drink per customer. Like when you go up, you can't be like, give me 4.
Nah.
Nah. Yeah, we got played.
Yeah.
Did you say you got whipped?
Yeah, at the number 5, I got whipped. I got hit with a whip across the chest. Dry humped a stripper.
Yeah, they'll bring you up and sit you in a chair.
Oh, and in front of people too.
Yeah, they take your clothes. They get you down to your undies.
Yeah.
I remember there was one dude there once on his bucks night, and they flogged the fuck out of him. Like,
oh, yeah.
There was no explaining that to the missus of like, yeah, I went to a strip club. Like, he just looked like he's covered in welts. Like,
yeah.
Front of his chest and his back. They just flogged the fuck
looking
out
like
of him.
Looking like a real N-word, if you know what I mean.
I thought he... All right, we're cancelled. That's it. That's the last episode. Thanks for coming on, Judy.
It wasn't even me who said it.
That's the highlight. There you go.
You know, I had this idea in the way you, like, if me and you are rappers, right? And you, like, you're black, you can say the N-word and I can't.
Yeah.
If you had a line like, oh, I like the way you said, well, N-word here, it's a rhyme. Would you hit, like, and you could just slap me for saying it. I'm like, I repeated what you said.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's not fair.
What is the,
Yeah. Bring back the old days, I reckon.
Is that how you get out of being, like, criticised? You just use the N-word at every line and they can't, like, a white guy can't say, oh, I don't like this line. Which line? Say it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that was in that fucking heinous movie I watched. I watched, like, 10 minutes of it. I didn't even get up to that part. But it has old mate out of Superbad, the fat dude.
Yeah,
who's not fat.
Jonah Hill.
Yeah. You're not allowed to call him fat these days or something? I don't know.
Yeah, he's not fat, but he's still got the fat guy head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
I think he's not jacked now, but he's doing jiu-jitsu now. He's slimmed up.
Is he?
Yeah. Good for him.
But he still looks like an ex-fat dude.
Yeah.
But you're not allowed to say that either. You're not allowed to go up to him and be like, oh, you look good now. Like, that was the thing, apparently. It was that you're not allowed to tell fat people they look better when they get skinny now. Because you're comparing them to their old...
Then why the fuck are they losing the weight?
Yeah.
What's the point?
Yeah.
I think that's just with women. Like with Adele. Like, you can't say you look good now. Or what's the other one? Lizzo.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, man. But they're way hotter now.
But yeah, there was like a scene in that. And he's sitting... Some black actor. I can't remember who the fuck it is.
We'll just call him Ice Cube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a car with him. And he's like talking about Kanye's song. Now I'm going to have to drop it. It's Niggas in Paris.
Yeah.
And they're talking about that song. And he's like trying to get him to say it. What's the name of that song? Like, he's like, it's like Friends in Paris or like something in Paris. And he's like, I'm like, this is fucking atrocious. Like, what the fuck are you cunts doing? Yeah, I watched like 10 minutes of that shit. I'm like, nah, turn that off. I've been watching fucking, have you watched Outlast on Netflix?
No.
It's so fucking bad. It's like this whole Survivor series.
Oh, I saw that and I was like, maybe there's material here. I got through the first 30 seconds.
Is it the military one?
Or
is
people on an island. It's like Survivor.
No, they're in Alaska.
Oh.
Well, they might be on an island in Alaska. I don't know. But anyway, like,
they've got to survive.
They've got like 4 different teams and there's 4 people in each team. Yeah. And then, like, very early on, you can tell, like, this is scripted as fuck. And, like, the first episode kind of, like, hooks you in and you're like, all right, I kind of want to see where this is going. And sometimes I'll just put on trash TV because I'm just like, oh, fuck, I've got nothing else to do. Yeah.
Trash TV for a trash person.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's my piece of shit. Yeah. But by the end of it, and I'm going to spoil it because, fuck, who cares? It's dog shit anyway. But, like, there's, like, a team of, like, 3 dudes and a team of 2 women and 1 dude. And the women are, like, turning on this dude that's in their team and they're like, you farted and then didn't admit that you farted and you've been stealing our food. And he's like, I've been eating so much of this fucking salmon that we caught that's making me sick. Like, I don't want to steal your food.
Yeah.
And, like, accusing him of shit.
Feel bad for him.
So he, like, goes to join the boys on the other side of the river. But before he goes, he, like, fucking rips up their tents and shit and fucks off. And he doesn't steal their food supplies
yeah.
and take them. He's like, I left them their food, but I did fuck up their tent.
Yeah.
And then all the guys are like, oh, that's not morally right. And they kick him out and he has to leave the show. I'm like, that would never happen. That would never fucking happen.
No. Yeah.
If you were like in it to win a million and one of the boys is over the other side of the river and he like fucks up their tent, steals their food and he's like, we got this, boys, we won. Everyone would be like, fist bump. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the boys.
Yeah, the boys.
You know if a girl did that, you know if the generous reviewer, they're like, oh my God, you did that. You're such a hero.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Fuck those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's, it was so garbage. And then in the end of it, it became like, they like got to walk around the peninsula to find like this last drop package that gets dropped off, and whoever gets there first wins. But you got to get there with all your team. And there's like the two girls that are left, and then the three guys. And then the three guys have like an older dude in their group, and he's like not making it. And by the end of it, he's like really tired. And then he like kneels down and he's like, God give me strength. It's like this motivational fucking.
Like the Lord, montage music.
The Lord has saved him. And then he gets up and walks to the end. I'm like, oh, this is fucked. And then the girl's like, I don't care that we didn't win. Like, I met a good friend. And they kind of came like a nearly lesbian. Like, wasn't out about being good friends. I'm like, this is fucking, this is what I need.
How many episodes did you watch of this?
8 episodes, and that's it. And if there's a season 2, I'll fucking watch it too. It's so fucking bad. It's the worst shit I've watched in a long time.
Would you do one? I'd probably do one if I had the chance.
Oh, yeah.
I'm 100%.
Yeah.
100%. The material that would come out of that.
Yeah.
Like, especially me, a fat dude in a survival situation. Oh, man. I get to live my own bits.
You can't say you're a fat dude.
Yeah, no, you're right. A beautiful person in a survival situation.
I'm super beautiful. Imagine if Lizzo did that. She's like, yeah, I'm just going to fucking sit here and drink water for fucking 30 days.
Yeah.
I think I'll be fine.
The thing with, like, if you've been fat for a long time is you keep that fat head. The fat head does not go away. So you've just got, like...
Yeah, past a certain age.
Yeah. So you just end up looking like E.T. Just walking around with his weird body, big fucking head. Everyone's like, oh, he looks great. No, he doesn't.
Now, though. Like,
hey?
I wouldn't call you fat.
No, I wear baggy clothes.
What's your face?
Yeah. Fat fuck.
Like, you're like compared to him. It's not
mine. Oh, yeah. That's true.
Were you bigger before?
Yeah. I was like 125 at one point.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm
you know.
Just under a hunch. So, yeah, I've lost.
It's the height that's letting you down. Like, if you were fucking 6'2",
oh, yeah.
You'd be fine.
I'd have a six-pack.
Like
I'd have a fucking six-pack if I was 6'2".
But
at 4'9",
it just goes out.
Yeah, exactly.
Skinny jokes are so hard to write, too. Like, self-deprecating skinny jokes.
Yeah.
You can be like, I look like I do drugs.
Yeah.
That's kind of it.
Yeah.
Also, I can't fight anyone.
Yeah.
Well, that's not true. Skinny guys are usually, like, the tough ones.
Yeah.
Like Hearns, John Jones. These don't look like it.
I wouldn't call them skinny, though. They're, like, fucking ripped. They're, like, all muscle.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're skinny for, like...
But their build is, like,
skinny.
Is gangly.
Yeah.
Yeah. John Jones still hasn't got calves.
Yeah. He doesn't fucking need them, yeah.
No, he doesn't. Definitely doesn't.
Mm.
But it's just like, it's crazy because he's heavyweight now. So he's got this huge, huge frame.
Yeah.
And then like crazy thin legs.
Mm.
See, he needs to be a 30-year-old dad. That's like
Journey.
Yeah.
Bit older than that. You guys watch UFC today?
No, I saw the results though. I was surprised.
Yeah, he won. And by unanimous decision.
Yeah.
Edwards, man.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been saying it forever, I'm the best, but he didn't really show it in the last fight.
Yeah.
It looked like Usman took his soul.
Yeah, you'd think he would have the soul. You didn't think he would have the soul to beat Usman because he's a stand-up guy and he's got jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
And it fucking worked.
Yeah.
You got it.
Did you watch it?
No, the same thing, results.
Yeah, just the results. Yeah. I was surprised, though. I saw Chael Sonnen's fucking... Charles Sonnen said Usman was going to win, so that's usually like the kiss of death.
Really?
Yeah, he just fucking curses every one of his calls, dude. If you bet against Charles Sonnen, you'd be up. Yeah. I can guarantee it.
It's like, a good move.
Yeah, yeah. talk about the gig on Wednesday. Fucking, oh, man.
Have you had any hell gigs recently down in Sydney? What's been going on down there?
Fuck.
Apart from the Crown.
It's like every gig.
Do you mean gigs with, like, no people? That's like every week.
Every week,
yeah. Hell gig. Oh, not that I can remember.
There's anything that's good.
I've had, but nothing that stands out, really. I did do a show. It was called a block party in Mount Druitt. I don't know what the equivalent of Mount Druitt here is, but, like...
It's like Window.
It's like a Western Redfern.
Yeah. Like fucking, yeah.
I did a block party there, and I thought, like, okay, it's like in a street. It ended up being in, like, an alleyway, in a mall, like, near where the train station is. But, like, during the day, too. That actually went all right, but I was nervous as shit. But it was me. I was in between, like, people learning how to haka, playing basketball, some guys rapping, and then, yeah, me doing 5 minutes. I had to be clean. And I said, fuck it, in between, just did my normal stuff. Yeah. And it worked out well.
Why do you have to do clean in Mount Druitt?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was that about? I think because it was for Street University, some, like, youth outreach thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Those kids have heard worse. Yeah. They're outreach kids.
Yeah. Should just get them to do comedy. Most of those little cunts are little funny, funny fuckers. Most of them, anyway. Tai Tuivasa, he's from that area.
Yeah.
He's he's fucking one of the funniest people on the planet. You see him talk. He's like talking about Jack Della Magdalena or the Perth dude, Aussie fighter. He's got like a real fucked up nose, like crazy nose, and he's doing like for Ladbrokes, like a breakdown. For this UFC, the Perth UFC. He goes, oh, Jack. He goes, that cunt can fight. Talks like a cardboard box, but that fucking cunt can fight. It's like fucking funny, man. But on Wednesday, dude, we had this one lady. She's from Bristol, English.
I'm from Bristol.
Yeah. Just like straight off the back, heckling, interrupting bits. Maddie invited
just
her.
Just making
up on
the show better. You know?
Yeah.
Just doing that.
Trying to.
How's everyone going? Yeah, I'm just helping everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Maddie brought her on stage and just watched her just dribble shit for 5 minutes straight. Maddie's just like, yep. Okay. Gets off stage. The woman tries to apologize to Maddie. Maddie's like, fuck you. Just like walks past her.
Yeah.
Walks out.
Why'd you bring her up on stage, though? That's a rookie mistake.
Well, that's what I said.
That's one to learn, though.
Yeah. I was like, oh, well, that's a lesson learned.
That's why you come to open mics.
Yeah.
You find out that one and never give them the mic.
Never.
Yeah. Ever.
Ever. Ever. We've all done it, but yeah.
No, I haven't done it. I've seen it done.
Yeah, I've seen it done.
Never as well.
Yeah.
Hold on to that mic.
Yeah.
Do you find that character, is it mostly female? Or I've never seen a male version. I've only ever seen girls.
No, I've been the male version. So before I started comedy.
Oh, the helpful heckler.
Yeah, yeah, I was like the helpful heckler at one of the shows. I didn't realise what I was doing at the time. And Ethan told me, and I was like, oh, no.
Bradley Bishop said he's done the same thing, like the first show that he went to, live comedy. He was just like, they were asking like rhetorical questions, things like that, you know. You ever fucking do this or that? And then they're like,
Someone's answering.
Yeah, someone's answering. And you're just like, oh, fuck. Or like they'd say something, they yell out a better punchline that they think's funnier and it gets nothing.
Yeah.
All that type of shit. He was doing that.
Yeah.
And his mate was a comedian that brought him along and he had to fucking go with him. Right.
Yeah.
Go over and be like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You're not making it better.
Yeah.
How drunk were you?
I was hammered.
What can we blame this on?
Okay. I made it into the paper. That's how good of a heckler I was. I made it into the
paper.
You weren't
the only one heckling, though.
No, and I wasn't the worst.
You made the paper.
Yeah, but I made the paper.
Yeah.
I was telling him about...
Some dude kept referring to his puddin' tits.
Yeah, yeah.
In the front row.
So my nickname used to be puddin' tits. So they're like, oh, what's your name? Yeah, puddin' tits. And they go, why do they call you that? Because these sweet little puddin' tits. That's why. Comedians are like, what the fuck?
Do I do this?
Him.
Yeah.
It's pretty good, though.
It was hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was killing. until I kept stepping on people's punchlines.
Yeah, because you got a little bit of a laugh. And yeah. Like, I'm going to keep going.
Yeah, yeah. It. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's what happened.
But this bitch did not do any of that.
Nah.
She was just half incoherent, the accent, and just drunk as fuck and just yelling shit. And then we went out for like a halftime break. We're in the smoking area and she's like, oh, I don't think open mic's for me. Like, I just keep yelling out. Like, I'm just trying to get in on it and I'm just fucking.
Yeah, because I came out.
And she's like, it's you Australians. Like, you Australians don't know how to do it. I'm like, I was just in the UK.
It's
like,
everyone else.
I know that it's not a UK thing. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, this is worldwide. You'd be a pest wherever you fucking go.
But that's how she walks through life. Every issue of hers is yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she was like saying wild shit. Like, I used to smoke weed. I was like, maybe you should smoke some weed to calm you down and, like, don't fucking drink as much. And she's like, if you're going to come to a comedy show, she's like, yeah, I used to smoke weed. I started when I was 4, and I'm like, oh, well, good thing it's had no effect on you. And just straight over the head. She's like, yeah, I'm lucky. I just drink now. Fucking hell. And then at the end of the night, all the acts had done their shit. I went up last. I just fucking phoned it in, basically. I'm just like, this is fucked. Like, the night went on too long. And mostly because of her heckling, too. Like, every act was just running the light because it's like I'm trying to get my fucking 5 minutes out and she keeps interrupting. And at the very end, Bradley Bishop emceed and he brought her up at the end. We convinced her to do a set. And then as soon as she got on stage, just the heckles were just fucking flying at her.
Oh, mate.
Yeah.
Just
say something funny. Yeah, just roasting this chick.
Fuck you.
Yeah. It was good. It was good.
Yeah.
She got what was coming to her.
Oh, yeah.
But, it wasn't even that good. It was like, fucking hell. Like, this night's gone on for too long and now this is how we're going to fucking end it. Luckily, we have a game at the end that we play as like an improv game where it's just like, whose line is it anyway type of thing.
Yeah.
Just yell out fucking setups for that. And that went all right. And the best line of that was someone from the crowd calling out something to the setup to roast her, and everyone just went fucking nuts.
And
like, give that man the fucking distro voucher. That's sick.
Yeah. I'm glad someone else won the bistro voucher.
That is the cool thing about open mic. They're a bit wild.
Yeah.
Like, they can go south real quick, but then you just get nights where it's a heater.
Yeah.
Like every variable is just on the right peak, and everyone's, you know, it's a great night.
Yeah.
Some of you don't get it, like comedy at a booked gig.
Yeah, because there's that level of chaos.
Yeah.
Like, where it's like, we've had it here at the club some nights too. James is a little more forgiving. James and pro shows, you get two fucking chances and then you're out.
Like, he kicks you out.
Kick you out if you heckle here. But at the open mic, it's a little more forgiving.
Yeah.
Like, it's because
it should be. It's
well, it's an opportunity for the comedians to, like, learn to think on their feet. Like, it's good. It's good to be heckled a little bit, I think, give you that lesson. It's more like, The other night, though, did we want to show the film or did we want people to listen to the film? You can't really hear it anyway.
You can't understand her at all.
Yeah,
she's speaking fucking nonsense. She tells a story about she came back from work drunk and then face planted and knocked herself out at a pool. And I'm like, And then Bradley was like, that explains a lot.
Yeah.
Got a bit of CTE going on.
Yeah. She was fucking. The first thing she said of the night as well, like, oh, what do you do for a living? She goes, I suck my boyfriend's dick. And everyone's like,
she's a keeper.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nice work.
Okay, was she good looking?
No.
Nah, she's pretty rough.
Nah, she's wearing an old truck tire around the Midwest there.
She came out when she was in the smoking area. She was like, I'm 32. I'm like, you ain't fucking 32.
You've had
and
a
if
rough...
you are 32, you're a fucking rough 32.
Yeah. Yeah, no way was she 32.
32 was the amount of
and
inches
has
in
to
each
listen
thigh.
To that.
Yeah.
32 inch thighs.
Oh, yeah. She must fuck like crazy. That's the only reason you'd be keeping her around.
Oh, yeah. She'd be crazy. And her fucking boyfriend was just like a beaten man.
Yeah.
And he kept buying her drinks.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he's just trying to get her to black out. So
he's like,
take her
that man's
go up.
Yeah, that man's getting anal later.
Yeah.
Oh, my fucking ass hurts again. Oh. I gotta stop drinking so much.
Yeah. Why do you keep putting it there? Never a fan. It's too much work. I know. The same thing with, like, you know, that getting whipped and stuff. Like, it's too much setup, like, just to...
Oh, it's the shame.
Sex becomes homework. Like, yeah. It's too much prep work.
Yeah.
It's the shame after you've, like, finished and you've realized that you've just done that, those horrific things to the woman you love. You're like, oh, no. I've got to look you in the eyes later on.
Like, some of them are into it, though.
Yeah.
They love it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%. 100%. Newcastle Fringe again this year. Obviously, we spoke about it.
The MCN. The Fringe. Fuck the Fringe. I'm sick of it.
You sick of it?
I fucking hate it.
I'm not Fringe. Please put me on. Ignore him.
Sydney Fringe is probably all right. It's probably run correctly. But yeah. Up here, it's just like, and the Dubbo one, like smaller Fringe shows.
Yeah.
That are just like Adelaide is supposed to be fucking pretty good.
Yeah.
Just here, it's like you might as well run your own gig. You'd be better off.
Yeah.
By the time you pay your admission fee to the Fringe, you could have spent that on advertising and marketing for your own one-off show. And it's like, what do they do for you? They put your fucking show in a little booklet that only people walking around Hamilton will get handed to them, and they put you up on their website, and no one else fucking knows that the Fringe is on in Newcastle.
Yeah.
At all. Unless they're driving past and they see a banner and it's got like Fringe on it, and they're like, what the fuck's Fringe?
I never heard of Fringe until I started doing comedy.
Yeah.
I didn't even know it was a thing.
Yeah, it's because they don't fucking advertise.
Yeah.
They don't market anything. And they're like, you pay the entry fee and we'll like, they'll get you a venue and then they'll...
Get you,
if you're lucky, your sound might be good, but it's probably a volunteer that's going to fuck it up. And like, even, I went and saw Frankie's show. She fucking booked the Royal out.
Yeah.
Both nights. And I think she sold out here too. Fucking killing it. At least the sound, you know, the sound's going to be good here, but at that other fucking venue, the sound was like cutting in and out. It was like fucked.
How much is shit?
Yeah. It's just like, what the fuck? Like, I've seen open mics run better than this. What the fuck are you cunts doing?
Yeah. We can run an open mic better than that.
Yeah.
That's insane. Yeah.
And I met a American chick here on Tuesday night, the open mic, and she'd just flown into Sydney, caught a train up here to meet some mates. And she found out about the open mic on here was, like, on, free show. So she came along to that. And I was like, oh, have you heard about the Newcastle Fringe? There's, like, a bunch of shows on. There's, like, arts and comedy and music and all that shit. No. Didn't know.
Great.
And she's been actively Googling what to do in Newcastle while I'm here and couldn't find it. Like, what the fuck?
If that's not, like, the fucking perfect way to describe how fucking terribly that whole... like fringes run, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
If you can't fucking Google what to do in Newcastle and it doesn't come up with at least the fucking name Fringe.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're doing it wrong.
Wait, is it on now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was on after the Comedy Fest.
It finishes today. Today's the last day. It's been going on this whole week and last week. Yeah. No one fucking knows that it's even on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you might as well run your own show.
Which, perfect segue, we are.
We are?
We are. So, 4th of...
Shameless plug.
Yeah. So, 20th of April, 420 day, we are doing a show right here. So, we're doing like a 420 themed show. Tickets will be
$20. Thursday.
Yeah. So, Thursday, the 20th of April, 420 day, we're doing a show here. it'll likely be 7:30 or 6, but TBA.
Who got on?
One. We have
of stoners.
Yeah.
Bunch of fucking bong heads.
Yeah, and Adam Ronham.
Cokehead, but anyway.
Yeah, cokehead.
But it's Newcastle Coke, so he's a speedhead. He just doesn't know it.
Yeah. We've got Bradley Bishop emceeing, Maddie Weinstein, Taylor Coffrey, Neil.
Cough Tree. He coughs when he smokes trees.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Such a good last name for a bong head.
It's not bad. Joel Pierce, myself, and Ethan. So this show is going to be...
Ex-stoner, fucking... Ethan.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens on the night.
Yeah, I'll probably smoke it. If I'm going to get up and do that bit that I was talking to you about earlier.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll have to.
Yeah, that's stone thought.
Yeah.
That was fucked.
Yeah.
What was one of the things that I gave you? It was like,
oh, yeah.
Neanderthal. I'm doing a Neanderthal Down syndrome time traveling pussy joke.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I got stoned and I was like,
this will work.
I was on Instagram Reels or something, and there's like this page. I should have fucking liked it. So good. It was like this Down syndrome dude, and he's just like having the best time. And I'm just like, this motherfucker time traveled.
Yeah.
Like he was a Neanderthal that died.
Yeah.
And somehow through the universe, like figured out how to get ahead in time and just came out of a pussy.
Yeah.
And he just looks like a Neanderthal to me. Like, Down syndrome isn't a thing. Don't try and fucking convince me about the chromosomes and shit. Like that motherfucker's a time traveler who has found his way to the future. And he's just like, yeah, sandwich, yeah. He's just like, everything would be sick if you were a Neanderthal and you traveled to the future. And you're like, I don't really understand language and I'm a bit fucking, like, I'm behind. But, like, I understand what's going on enough to be like, this is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And that's why I think that Down syndrome people are Neanderthal time travelers. Yeah.
They're all cavemen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a digital age.
Yeah.
Can he use an iPad? No, he can't. That's because he's a time traveler.
Like, yeah.
He's not supposed to.
Yeah. But he can light a fire with his bare hands.
And
so
that is why I don't smoke weed anymore, because I've got to stop having them thoughts.
Oh, yeah. That'll happen.
Yeah.
That'll happen. Yeah.
It's fucked.
Yeah. I'm trying to... We'll get into the bits now. Trying to write a bit on, like... I don't know if your better half is like this as well. Like,
oh, I'm not.
Single.
Yeah, I'm a single father. Yeah,
congratulations.
Yeah.
Well, sort of. The father bit's a bit rough, but anyway. Moving on. Got awkward for a moment there.
Good duck and weave, Mitch. You really pulled up on that stick.
Yeah. My missus is like fearless, but like fearless in the wrong ways. It's like she's fucking always fucking herself up, like falling out of trees and dumb shit like that. And it's like, oh, it's
as a kid.
Why is she up a tree?
Yeah, you should explain as a kid.
It's funnier
That's
if I don't.
Yeah, it's funny.
Falling out of trees. She just sends it wherever she goes. It's like, and it's something to be respected. It's part of the reason why I love her, but fuck me, it's stressful when she drives. It's like talking about that, trying to get into like how she'll say stuff to people in public. She's at a show. Someone's being noisy. She'll just be like, shut the fuck up, cunt. Like, I'm the one who's going to get bashed.
Like, that's why she can say it, though. Yeah,
exactly. She's got someone there to cop the beating for her. Fucking, oh, man.
There was a Sarah Silverman skit that she did where it was like they're in a car park and she's with a boyfriend and there's like two dudes like yell something out and she just fucking blows up at these two dudes.
Mm.
And she's expecting the dude to step in. And the other dude just fucking slaps her across the face. And he's like, well, that's what happens.
Yeah.
I'd have a mouth too if I was a girl. Like, if the expectation is I can say whatever I want, he's going to back me up. And if you hit me, like, it's on you, like, you're the bitch, like, why wouldn't I mouth off?
Oh, yeah.
Some dudes will do that when they've got big mates.
Yeah.
Like, little dudes will go around, like, when they're out and big fights and shit, because they're like, I'm with a bunch of fucking units that are going to fucking back me up. And then they don't.
add that bravery onto the fact that if you hit me, like, you're a cunt.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't have hit me, but you,
Yeah.
It's like a superpower.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it is, almost,
You almost expect them, like, how do you expect them not to be fuckwits?
Yeah. The problem is, though, eventually... You roll those dice enough times, you're gonna meet the dude.
You'll meet the dude.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you should say before you hit a woman.
Yeah,
snake eyes.
And you poke her in the eyes.
It's never good to hit a woman, but when you see a woman get hit after acting like that, you're like,
Ooh, yeah.
Everyone's like, ah, well.
It's never good to do it, but it's always good to see it.
As long as I'm not the one doing it, it's like, all right, whatever.
Yeah. To an extent, like, you can't just fucking all out, like, put all your fucking strength into it.
No, you got to pull the punches.
It's like that
bit.
Dude with that video of the dude on the internet with his fucking, he's got the plate of nachos and this chick's like fucking trying to slap him and shit. And he's just like ducking and weird.
I haven't seen it.
And then he just fucking takes the nachos, open palm, slaps her in the face.
With the nachos.
With the nachos and knocks her ass onto the ground. And he's like, because she's trying to knock the nachos out of his hand and slap him and shit. And he's just like, you know what? Fuck it. Boom.
Yeah.
And he's just like, shrugs, puts his hand up. And just fucking walks away, and everyone's like, yeah, that was fucking warranted. Like,
yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Never been hit in the face with a plate of nachos before. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
The crunch would be the funny part.
Yeah.
just the fact that he was like, I don't need these nachos that bad. This is
also, like, she's got to drive home or get home covered in nachos.
Baby, what happened?
And it would be like sand. It would get everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Like a week later, I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
It's no good.
A week later, she finds a bean in her hair. Fuck.
Boyfriend tries to eat it.
Yeah.
That'd be me.
That's like my mom got into an altercation with one of her neighbors. It wasn't like bad. Neighbor was like trying to intimidate us into... I think selling our unit and stuff like that. So she'd go and take photos of Mum's house, like out the front. Mum walked out there. Mum's like, stop taking photos of my fucking house. She's like, fuck you. So they've got into it. So Mum just like...
That's always a good rebuttal.
Yeah. So Mum just like was like, all right, well, I'm going to start watering my garden now. So Mum just like waters her garden and then... just hits her with the hose. Just soaks this woman. So the woman starts filming and Mum's standing there. She's like, why are you walking into my hose? Like, Mum's saying this and she sounds really like concerned. Like, what are you doing? Like, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
And then she's like stepping into it. See, you're stepping into my water. Like, and then, like, apparently she just soaked this woman who lived like Valentine or something. So it's like a 45-hour drive. Yeah. And the husband was standing there as well. And the husband's clearly been in this situation with his wife as well. It's like crazy
he's
bitch.
Not about to fucking hit an old woman.
Yeah. So he's just like been smart enough. Mum's looked at him like, motherfucker, try it.
You're going to get wet.
Yeah, you get wet too. Mum's like, she
was
just
laughing?
Looked like, no, but Mum was. Apparently. So the woman's tried to get Mum charged with assault, right? So calls the police. Assault. Yeah. So the police have come around there and like, we saw the video. And the thing that helped you was the fact that it was hilarious.
Good police.
Yeah. But also, like, Mum keeps like questioning her, like, I'm trying not to wet you, but you keep getting in the way. Like, why are you doing this?
Well, like, was she on your mum's property?
No, she was on common. It was like,
okay,
yeah, it was just funny because we decided to sell that property, and the lady like sent me this fucking crazy lowball offer, and just saying like, oh, this is what it's worth or whatever. She did it to my real estate agent. The real estate agent was like, I've got to give you the offer, but it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
Trying to shame you into
I was like, yeah, no, counter offer. I double her initial offer.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, we can't do that. I was like, all right, fair enough.
Should have strung her along a bit.
Yeah. So she emailed me. She emailed me. It's like, oh, I didn't think your real estate agent passed this along, but we want to make an offer.
Yeah.
Start telling me everything that's wrong with the unit. And like, I just responded back. She offered like $125 for it or whatever. And I was like, oh, yeah, no, for you, $600.
Yeah.
And then she's like, wrote me this abusive email, and I just wrote back $700. Yeah. She's threatening to sue me and stuff. Oh, man, she reckons I stole property. It was the most ridiculous thing in the world, but we figured out what she was trying to do later on, and it was she just makes it hell for everyone else in the strata. So everyone tries to sell and then drives the prices down because she also, she was also like, she legally stole money from like the strata.
Oh, so she lives in your building?
Yeah. She lived she was one of the owners. This is the thing. She got her like, got a tenant to sign.
She lived from like ages away.
She did. But she used to come up just to fuck with us. And this one day it didn't work out for her. But yeah, she was like suing the strata like with like fake fucking stat decks and stuff that she'd, you know, not her tenant couldn't pay rent. And then I go talk to the tenant and like, well, I've been paying rent this whole time.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, your kitchen doesn't work. She's like, oh, no, the kitchen doesn't work, but I've still got to pay rent.
Yeah.
And we're like, she just sued us for $3,000 in lost rent. She's like, well, I didn't fucking see any of that. And I was like, you signed the stat deck. She's like, yeah, because she's my landlord. Like, I didn't want to get kicked out. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, it was nuts, man. It was crazy.
That's that bitch is going to go to jail.
Well, there's no way to prove it.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. Someone signed it.
Yeah, she signed the stat deck. So it's like, fuck. That's
Thank God that's her world. Just that little apartment block.
Yeah.
Imagine that shit in a school or like in politics. Oh, like,
probably happened. Like, it would definitely
like her
happen.
Kind of evil is just like her crazy.
Well,
what's
she,
for that husband?
Yeah. Well, this is the thing as well. Like her husband was nuts. Always, but they own like multiple properties all around the area, and like all of this, like we couldn't get another strata agent. They'd like they'd fucking. Like, fuck so many people over in the area.
Yeah.
They fucked our strata agent over. Strata agent just stopped responding to our emails. So, like, we need to get a fucking someone's, like, bathroom fixed. And our strata isn't taking our calls because this lady is, like, harassed them. And then we couldn't get another strata agent because every strata agent in the area found out. Yeah. Yeah. So we were just up the fuck. That's why we sold.
She got away in the end.
Yeah, she got away in the end. Yeah, she got away with it. It was fucked.
The Chinese went again.
She wasn't Chinese.
Oh, wasn't she? I thought she said
she was. She was like Eastern European. Yeah.
I thought, sweet. You said, anyway.
Yeah.
I was just trying to segue into how much I hate TikTok.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We were going to talk about this.
I'm in a war with the Chinese at the moment.
Yep.
Oh, with your gay thing.
Yeah.
We did a podcast last week and we were talking about the benefits of being gay.
Yeah.
You and Ben were just like very like, yeah, I wish I was gay.
Yep.
Be so good. And then we're talking about Bradley's podcast. They were doing the same sort of thing. That's what got us onto it. I put up this clip and it was like doing really fucking well. It was like the views were fucking rolling in. I'm like, holy shit, like this one's actually taken off. I like checked my phone. It was like 300. Checked again 5 minutes later. It was like 400. I'm like, fucking hell, this is the best one I've done. And then it got fucking shit canned by TikTok. Got taken down for sexual content. Yeah. And like, I'm like,
but
I've seen way worse shit on TikTok.
Yeah, dude. It's crazy. They just sell OnlyFans on TikTok now.
Yeah.
It's mostly what it is.
Do you think you could be gay and still fuck women? Like, I identify as gay?
I think that's called bisexual.
Like, it's a loophole?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I do that shit all the time.
Yeah. It does sound like a good deal.
Yeah.
Like, I was out with my mates last night. I'm like, this is great, just being hanging around dudes.
Oh, yeah.
As long as they don't have to, like, follow through with the rest of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good fucking... This is a good deal.
You ever... It's a funny sentence to say. You ever done gay stuff? But not, like, gay stuff, like sucking dicks. Just things that gay dudes do, like brunch. You ever done brunch? It's fucking sick. I love doing gay stuff.
Nice with them, yeah.
Dude, I do so many brunches with my missus.
Yeah.
Just because she fucking...
Because she's an alcoholic. Yeah, she doesn't get up for breakfast. Yeah.
Breakfast is whenever you break your fast, and sometimes that's at 2 p.m. It's a fucking nightmare. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't even give a fuck. I'm up 8 o'clock making breakfast.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I'll come out for lunch with you.
Yeah.
But it's a brunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, they fucking took my video down. I'm fucking pissed about that because I did the Instagram thing where you can like subtitle it and it like bleeps out some swear words, but it only bleeps out like the word fuck. I think maybe shit. But it was the same video with the same content of we're still talking about sucking each other off.
Yeah,
in the censored swear video.
Yeah,
but that one's still up. So I'm like, is the problem people saying the word fuck?
Or is it because it's dudes?
And it's not in relation to fucking dudes. It's just, I don't think we say that.
Can't you challenge it?
I did. They were like, nah.
But you've seen it, like, you've seen similar content elsewhere?
Yeah, I challenged it.
Yeah.
They were like, nah.
How about Instagram? Good. You put Instagram or anything?
Instagram
like
was fine. Went straight up. Stayed up. Yeah.
The algorithm's not as good on Instagram, though.
Yeah, it depends. Different crowds, but yeah.
Yeah, like, if we were going to... Oh,
is it like break. Someone complained?
Is yeah, I think someone must have reported it because it was getting so many eyes on it that like it had more people reporting it. Whereas usually when they only get like 1,000, it's like there's not that many people looking at it. Yeah. No one's really going to report that. But yeah, once it starts blowing up.
I bet you it got reported for homophobia, but they banned it for sexual content.
Fuck knows. I don't know. But I'm pissed at TikTok. Straight dudes should be able to suck each other off, TikTok.
Yeah.
You guys are homophobic.
Goddamn bigots.
Yeah. The Chinese don't like that. They really don't. Like they've been doing some wild shit in China.
Oh, yeah.
Against the gays.
Yeah.
Have they?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, China fucking no good. Communist countries and gays, like Russia, China. Ooh.
Yeah,
not good.
Mix.
They don't like it.
Yeah.
They're like, nah, it's tearing apart the fabric of their society. We're not having this. Like, to the point where, like, some people that are, like, gay and of like, doing shows and stuff like that, like, the government's come and shut them down.
Like, what's illegal? Is it fucking each other or is it just being together? Like, what do you think is the...
Over there, I think it's, like, I think it's just being... Like, they just don't like it at all. It's weird. Like, they don't like men who dress effeminate. They'll, like... censor those people and fucking take them down because they're like, nah, we don't want none of that shit.
Yeah, there's like a push in China to make men more masculine in general. So, which is, they're like seeing what's happening over here and they're like, let's just go the opposite.
Take a left turn.
Yeah, let's just, whatever the fuck they're doing, let's do the opposite, which is, you know, if they're going to start invading people in the next 20 years, probably a good move.
Mm. Like, just a bunch of pissed off dudes.
Yeah. Yeah,
hyper-masculine men who have gotten no pussy because of the one-child policy.
Yeah.
There's no pussy here.
There's no women.
Yeah, their ratio's off, right?
Yeah.
Because of that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing but a sausage fest over there.
Yeah. That's going to be a bunch of
You think
of
they'd fucking... They'd
and
want
we can't
gay
fuck
people.
Each other.
Yeah.
What kind of shit is this?
What the fuck?
Set up to fail.
Yeah.
That's not good.
But, yeah. Maybe they're afraid, like, people won't try as hard.
I don't know.
It's like if you're not chasing pussy, that's like 50% of the equation right there to get successful.
You're going to have a nation of incels that are just like, ah, fuck.
Yeah.
Do you think Dutch Ruddering is gay? We were talking about this last night. Because it's not like you're not doing it. Like you're not pulling me off. I'm using your hand to pull myself off. Like you're just an avatar. Like you're not even there. Like, I don't want no input from you at all except to do this. And the rest is all me. So it's not...
How many steps do you have to go to make that not gay? Like if
just
you're...
Don't look, just be side to side.
Yeah, but if you're like back to back and then you've got like a winch or something that you're like you're rotating a handle and that's attached.
So I'm
to
not
like,
even touching you?
Yeah, so that's attached to like a belt that's like on your arm and that's now going up and down. Like, this intricate system of like how many steps do you need to go before it's not gay?
Like compared... Like docking is a pretty... Like that docking is what... You know what docking is?
Yeah, shoving... Yeah.
Like that's a very intimate. That's more intimate than Dutch. What's it? Dutch ruddering.
Yeah.
Like that's pretty gay. But ruddering is just helping your mate out.
Yeah, I know. But why does my mate need help? Like honestly,
isn't
why?
That victim blaming?
He's Chinese.
He's Chinese. Oh man, yeah. But hide your wives if they invade. Because they're coming over here, jacked, manly, and horny.
Yeah.
They're coming to take our wives.
That's how it begins, World War III.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll invade Taiwan first. That's
reckon?
What's happening.
Haven't they already invaded? Oh, I don't know anything about Chinese geopolitical stuff.
Yeah, no. They want Taiwan because that's where all the chips, microchips are made. It's like, yeah. Yeah. They're coming for us, Joe Rogan.
As opposed to China, where all the micro penises are made. This one's definitely getting us cancelled, dude. I don't give a fuck anymore. Fuck you too.
Yeah. Do you think if we're allowed to say slurs, one slur is a great word.
It's the best.
But do you think if like the embargo is on saying the N word, if you're allowed to say it willy nilly, that you would say it be like drinking as a kid, like you'd see a spike and then we're just kind of it would just
yeah you're right more. Yeah.
Yeah it'd become
yeah it'd be like Bruce a crazy a crazy 2 weeks where we're all just getting it out of our system.
Yeah, it'd be like the word lit or something like when a new thing comes along and everyone's
like
saying
it'd get
it.
Boring
yeah.
yeah yeah yeah
it would
We'd make up for the last 60 years in 2 weeks, and then it'd become the new hack joke, oh, and people would stop doing it again.
Yeah. I heard when Twitter got bought by Musk that it went up, it shot up the usage of it, but it would die off.
It'd be boring. They're all calling him that.
He is African.
True.
Aren't we all eventually?
Yeah, that's true. Like that's true.
Yeah.
I'm Irish, so I'm about as far as from Africa as you can get, besides like Iceland.
It's Iceland. A weird
fucking... Aren't you guys the N-words of Europe, apparently?
Yeah, it's true. Yes.
It's a weird, like, it takes me back to, like, being a young kid. Like, I like that about it. Yeah. Where I'm just, like, a young kid and I can't say a certain word. I have to say, like, you know how you say, like, the F-word?
Yeah.
He said the F-word. Like, when you're a fucking child.
Fuck, like, my two-year-old's just... saying it now. My four-year-old...
The N-word? He just won't stop.
Oh, I would love. Oh no, he's saying no. They're both saying fuck. My 4 year old would say it, but he wouldn't say it properly, like in the right context. Like he's like fucking heck, daddy. I said fucking heck once, and then I'd never said it before, like ever before that. And then he's fucking glummed
onto
it.
It's just a new word. They're just like, oh, this is cool.
But you can't like. You can't say don't say that because all of a sudden I've got power in what I say. And it always gets a reaction.
As soon as they say it, if you say don't say that, that's like, oh, that's now what I want to say. Yeah.
Why can't I say it? You can't even explain why like, you can't say it.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking kids.
That being said, if he says the N-word, like now is the time to say it. He's only two.
Yeah.
But then I would get in trouble because where do you learn it from?
Yeah.
God damn it.
Been listening to Kanye.
Wait till you get him started on the Jews. Kanye's coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did he say that was so bad?
He said a bunch of wild shit, but like.
Everything. He just said they were really successful. Like, how was that a bad thing?
No, it's not. No, what he was saying is like someone was like, he was doing the Jesus thing where it's like, if Jesus loved everyone, he loved Nazis as well. So like, you're saying he loved Hitler. He's like, yeah, I love Hitler. He goes, I love all humans. It's like, but obviously, you know, he's crazy.
Jesus would have loved Hitler, dude.
Honestly, yeah.
Loved him some Hitler.
Yeah, yeah. Post being fucking stapled to a fucking piece of wood. Yeah.
By the Jews?
100%. Yeah.
This guy's got a point.
Yeah. He's like, they're not nice people. I was one of them and look what they did to me.
Well, was it the Jews or the Romans that fucking crucified?
It was the Jews. He said, I'm the king
Romans
of the Jews.
The Romans did it, but, but they're the ones that...
ran the show.
Yeah, they voted it in.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they're tricky like that.
Yeah, they'll do that.
That's why we don't blame them. Romans are Italians, right?
Yeah.
Somehow they're the biggest Christian. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Well, Christianity came to Rome and fucked it up.
Yeah.
Because the Vatican's in Rome. This is how
the Vatican's
geography.
In Rome. Yeah.
I'm a fucking massive nerd, so I know.
There. Like, do they say that they did it? Or do they blame it on the Jews too?
Yeah, it's like crazy how the Christian church became
that shit.
Yeah, like, yeah, we killed him.
we fucked those kids, but it was really wasn't our idea, guys.
Yeah.
We're playing second fiddle here.
Yeah. He made me do it.
We've got the second edition book.
Take it up with him.
Yeah.
With old mate.
Church is going away though. And eventually someone's gonna come knocking for that gold. Because the Vatican's got gold.
It was insane when I went over there. Just how many relics and shit they've got.
Yeah.
You walk for kilometres through this massive building and it's just like all these antique relics and shit that are just worth a mint. And you're like, holy fuck, they amassed some wealth.
Yeah.
Jeez. Oh, like.
And don't they have like some sort of library of shit they don't show, but that's still like they've got more shit underground that they don't tell people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a conspiracy theory again.
No, it's 100% true. Yeah. Yeah. There's like, everyone always talks about like Elon Musk, or he's like the richest person or whatever. It's like, nah, dude, there's like, they've got like ancient fucking ancient gold, like crazy amounts of it. And you're like, because it all went somewhere.
Yeah.
It's like, and we've been making fucking golden, like, relics forever, for tens of thousands of years.
Yeah.
So it's like, they've got some shit. I reckon they've got a UFO too. I reckon they've got aliens. They're the ones who'd hide it because it disproves their religion, disproves their God.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So like in like next to the fucking Nazi gold, they've got a little UFO there.
Hmm.
Yeah. Fucking yeah. No more raiding like Area 51. Let's raid the Vatican.
They've got tapestries there, dude, that are like twice the height of this room and about three times as long.
Yeah.
And there's hundreds of them.
Yeah.
No, it's like a fucking woven thing.
Oh.
Like a rug. But like it's a fucking artwork. Like up on the wall and it's just fucking enormous and they have to build this huge fuck off building just to even hang it up. And there's like hundreds of them.
Yeah.
It's like the amount of work that went into that fucking thing to make that. Holy just to be hidden from people. Hell. Yeah.
Yeah. Insane. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just to be hidden from people. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, fuck the
church
Vatican.
If the church ever went away, something else would replace it. Like that whole thing of us having to believe in something, like it's such a human thing to like. I don't know if it's the mystery, but the faith part is just like we need to have faith in something.
Yeah,
like yeah. Every religion, you believe in something.
It'll be AI soon. Yeah, have faith in that.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
It'll show us the way.
Yeah, yeah. And it's
we'll
logic.
Get, we'll all get fucking wiped out by it. And then that'll be the thing that we used to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy. Happens. That's crazy how we're like living in this time in the world where it's like
it's about to get nuts.
We've got two apocalypses on the way. We've got the possible nuclear apocalypse. So Putin could just fucking decide that he's lost the war and he's gonna take the rest of the world with him. Yeah, fuck it, yeah. Or we've got the AI apocalypse where we all make ourselves redundant. And it's just like society just collapses because there's no more jobs. And
the
that's
idea
it.
For a societal collapse, though.
We've done well.
Yeah,
we've done well.
I've been getting into all those videos about the pole shifts and shit. And they're like, we're way overdue for that. And like, we've got climate change coming along, but we've also got like if we fuck it up too much, like the ice caps move and it throws the earth, like changes the polarity. And causes like a massive flood, and then like it's happened a bunch of times before, and there's heaps of like geological evidence for it.
Yeah,
but we're like way overdue for it. And they're like,
that being said, everyone, every generation has thought they were the last one, and they've all been wrong. Like, there's also that
you're right.
Yeah.
We think we're special. We think we're the last ones. We think, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So far, they've all been wrong.
I think the end of the world comes at different points for different parts of the world as well. Like, there's definitely been the end of the world for people in Africa. Like, if you look at, I was listening to a podcast on the way here, like that fucking, there's like genocides where they killed like 1 million people in a month.
Yeah.
And you're 1 million people in a month. That's a fucking, yeah.
I can't even imagine that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you're like, that happened. So like 1 million people, it's like a fucking, if that happened in Australia, it's like
well, it kind of did, but we don't talk about that.
Yeah, well, exactly. Exactly. That's what I mean. It's like, it'll come for us.
Was it 1 million?
Sorry?
Like in Australia, what are the numbers?
How many Aboriginal people were killed?
It doesn't get talked about.
Yeah, there's no number on that.
You wouldn't know.
I never even thought about the number, like putting a number on it.
A lot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, some fucking crazy shit happened. I was like, there's this place on the east coast of Australia called Red Rock. It's out near Kempsey and all that. And you get there and it's because all the rocks there are red. It's like, all right, well, yeah, not the most creative name, but fuck it. And then you get to the top of the hill and like, oh, no, the real reason it's called Red Rock is because the townspeople chase the local tribe of Aboriginals off the rocks.
Wow, that's dark.
Yeah, Jesus. So you're standing there and you're like, holy fuck, dude. Like, this was like the sign, like this was the point of a massacre. Like women, children, just like 100 people off the thing. Like, fucking Christ. Like, man, we're so lucky. We're so lucky. Yeah. You could have been born.
Yeah.
You could have been born one of those people, and that's it. See you later. Right. Yeah. We got fucking dark.
Oh, yeah. I'll bring it back up. Yeah. I'm trying to work on this new bit. I'm coming back to the quiet hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how we know we're at the end of society, the quiet hour at Woolworths. But fucking. Yeah. I was talking about it with my roommate last night, and we're like, I don't know how I got onto it, but I was like, it'd be funny as a skit to like do it as like, oh, Quiet Hour's coming, and do it as like a zombie movie.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like hordes of fucking mentally ill retarded people. And then they turn down the lights and it's like when it gets dark in a zombie movie and then you just hear like the groans and shit coming from the darkness. And all the Woolworths employees are like fucking hunkering down just like, oh, shit, here it comes again.
Yeah.
And it's just fucking produce flying everywhere and people shitting on the floor. And
if they touch you, you become one of them.
Yeah. Some Woolworths employee just like bleeding out on the ground. Tell my wife and kids, I love them.
There's a group of survivors.
Don't tell my dad retarded.
There's a group of survivors. They build a fort in the toilet paper aisle.
Yeah, it honestly sounds like a South Park episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quiet Hour.
Yeah. And yeah, they're coming.
It's Quiet Hour. Yeah, that was better.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, That's over an hour, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I lost track of time.
Yeah, we smashed it.
Yeah, man. Thanks for coming on, Journey. You on Instagram, Facebook, anything to plug?
The underscore Junman. That's my Instagram. I should fucking put more work into, even saying that sentence.
Yeah.
I should end up plugging it more and actually making something about comedy. But, yeah, that's what I got. It's mostly my fight photos.
Yeah.
And a bit of comedy. I got to work on that more.
I did mean to talk to you about that. So we'll talk off air a little bit more. But how long have you been fighting?
Oh, I've stopped. I fought from maybe 22 to maybe 30, 31.
Yeah.
Just Muay Thai. I think I had I had one mixed with MMA fight. I had one boxing fight in Thailand. I mean, that's another life now.
Yeah.
That was my first little passion pursuit.
Yeah. Did you live in Thailand?
I stayed there. My first trip was 5 months, and I think I did a 6 week and a 4 week trip. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was rough.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, because you get over there and obviously they're you don't speak the language.
No.
You're there 5 weeks and then you've also got to fight.
Yeah. The fighting bit is all right because you're training, because that's what you're training for really, but I don't know, you go there and you're just nobody. I went there with 12 fights and then I'm sparring with a kid who's maybe 12 or 10. He's had more fights than I had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, was it...
And they kick the shit out of you and throw you around.
Yeah.
The kids
there's
too.
A lot of that. Yeah.
They just know how to clinch and they just make you look stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they've been doing it since they were born.
Yeah.
Since they could walk.
Yeah, it's just a different level. I'm doing this for a hobby. They're doing it for work.
Yeah. Even 12-year-old kids probably started at 7 or around that age. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think they're a lot more casual about it. I think in Western culture, if you're a fighter, it's a big thing. It's a pretty fucking brave thing.
Yeah,
over there
it's not as. You can be a hero. If you're a great fighter like Sanchai or Buaka, you get looked up to, but everyone else is just you're just another guy doing a job.
Yeah. Yeah. Were you super nervous before fights or were you, because you were training all the time, it was just a hard... I've heard people talk about it. It's it's just a hard sparring session.
I get nervous, but my nerves come out I just keep some... I turn into a big smartass.
Yeah.
I just try to... I think I just push that feeling away.
Yeah.
And I have to put it somewhere else.
Yeah.
And if I don't get to talk to people or I don't know. My nerves comes out weird. I don't know how to explain it. I definitely get anxious. I think it makes me try to hide it. I just try to act chill, but I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm fucking packing it.
Did you have any crazy fights? What's the most memorable fight you've had?
I fought for the South Australia title. I think I was a late replacement. And I fought a little bit heavier than I'm supposed to. I got cut four times, one on my head. No, three, one in my head, my top of my head, my eyebrow, my fucking, yeah.
Yeah.
My forehead. And I got cut in the second round and the crowd went nuts. Like he's almost going down. The guy was trying to finish me. And then somehow I got patched up. The bleeding wasn't so much. And I kind of outlasted him. And in the fourth and fifth round, everyone went quiet because I was fighting back.
Yeah.
And it's just that, And it was so much blood. I had a white towel. It came out like the color of these fucking chairs.
Yeah.
I had cornermen, which were from, like, they weren't, I didn't know them. They were just guys that wanted to help, and they were just like, fuck, there's so much blood.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. That's wild.
Yeah.
You.
Just that swing of everyone going, fuck, yeah, he's losing. He's. Like, just them going crazy. Them
yeah,
going,
it's the crowd's lust for blood. Yeah. They're like, they want
yeah,
to see it.
Yeah, so did you win?
I didn't win in that fight. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The cuts on the heads, you see them as well. It's like you fucking bleed so much. There's so many, like, blood vessel. And the skull, like, the skin's so thin there.
Yeah.
So you fucking bleed, like, it cuts, like, a fucking...
And it doesn't hurt. It feels like that, like, if someone did that in your head, then it just goes warm.
Yeah.
Fuck, it happened again.
Yeah.
God damn it.
The worst feeling is blood in your eyes.
I thank God I never had that.
Yeah, yeah. Just that fucking, it just stings like crazy. And my old coach was saying, he's like, yeah, that mixed with Vaseline.
Yeah.
Because it's like the worst thing, like the worst feeling in the world. Mm. And you're trying to have a poker face the whole time. You can't just go, ah, fuck my eye.
Just 1 second.
Yeah. Because, yeah, the second you show anything like that, it's like, oh, yeah, guess what's coming next?
Yeah. The worst bit is body stuff.
Yeah.
I've never had, I've had heavy legs from getting leg kicked, but the worst is like they get you with a good shot in the stomach and it's just like, you try not to show it, but your body's just like, yeah.
Yeah.
That winded sort of thing? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever been, like, liver kicked?
Yeah. My first title fight I lost from a liver kick. It's the worst feeling.
Yeah.
It's the worst because, like, once that pain goes, which it lasts maybe 20 seconds, you're like, I'm good now. Fuck.
Yeah.
Still there losing.
Yeah.
Did you piss blood later, though?
No.
No?
I've never pissed blood. I've never had, like, any bad complications.
Yeah.
But most of my... I think I've been stopped like once, twice. I've been stopped a couple of times from body stuff. It's the worst feeling.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those things. People didn't, like, people growing up, I remember, like, people didn't realize you could be stopped from that or leg kicks as well. I remember when I joined the Air Force, I was doing like a little bit of Muay Thai and I was talking about like how leg kicks are underutilized. People are like, what? I'm like, no, you can like, finish fights with leg kicks.
Yeah.
And they didn't believe me. They're like, you're full of shit, cunt. Like, shut up. Like, tease me nonstop. Because I was mentioning it was Baz Rutan versus War Train, I think it was.
War Machine.
Yeah. Stops him with leg kicks. And every time he's leg kicking him, he's going, sorry. He'd kick him again, sorry.
Yeah.
Because Baz is such a nice dude.
They fucking hurt.
Dude, yeah.
Inside
fucks your
leg
knees
kick?
Up. Fucks your hips up.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to like kicking people just there, right in the soft bit, right above the knee, but not on the knee.
I've hurt my foot too many times doing that.
Yeah. You can't. That's why I stopped throwing like body kicks because I've fucked my foot up that many times on elbows.
Yeah,
you're like, yeah, no, not for me.
Mm.
No
I'm surprised
thanks.
It took so long for like once, like before calf kicks came in, like you didn't think about it, and then when you start seeing how good they work, you're like, why didn't no one think of this before?
Yeah,
like it. How did no one figure out you just kick that little bit of the leg with no muscle?
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah. But it's still...
And your foot shuts down.
Yeah. You still don't see it in Muay Thai a lot, I think, because they're so much better at checking.
I think it might be the stance. that's a good... Yeah.
Yeah, because I've watched John Wayne Parr fight, and, like, he's got, like, some of the best checks I've ever seen of any Muay Thai fighter, which you think, like, all Muay Thai fighters should have a really good check, but... He was another level because you'd see guys, they'll usually open up with a leg kick against John Wayne Parr and he checks it once and then they don't throw that leg kick anymore.
Yeah.
It's like they all find out and because he's cool, he fucking interacts with people on his Facebook. I mentioned it to him. He's like, yeah, dude. He goes, in Thailand, you learn how to check quick.
Yeah.
He's like, it's...
Yeah, because they're kicking bamboo and shit.
Yeah. He's like, because you're just getting leg kicked all fucking day until you take that weapon away. So, yeah. Any big names? Like, have you fought anyone, like, super big? Obviously, you're a champion.
Big back then.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Kevin Lay. Oh, fuck. I lost that fight.
Yeah.
Well, maybe because I've lost Kevin Lay, and I think Ben Tan would have been the biggest names I fought, and Dylan Reznikov.
Yeah, I've heard Reznikov. Yeah.
Yeah. He's got VT1 gym in Chatswood. His brother, they're big.
Yeah.
Big names. They'd be the biggest ones.
Yeah. What was it like?
Oh, no, I beat Ben Tan.
Yeah. What was it like fighting at that level? Like, is it, was it still not well paid enough that you still had to keep a full-time job and
I wasn't
all
the level
that?
Where I could, yeah, just do yeah. Just train and fight. What was it like? When I was really into it, I hit a point where, like, towards the end of my career, I was kind of... I was doing more of, like, running a gym and not really getting trained and not putting the training in, like, myself.
Yeah.
But,
It's like people that run comedy rooms.
Yeah. And end up like, not you doing just can't put the focus on. And I started to lose my passion for it, but... Fuck, I don't know. It's such a high.
Yeah.
And it's such a, like, There's a great quote in Fight Club. He's like, when you're not fighting, everything in life just gets the volume turned out.
Mm.
Like, and that's kind of what it is. Like, there's no concept of time when you're in there, like... You're just there. Everything you do has a purpose. Like all the work you've done leads up to this point, and it just all, like it all becomes real. And everything else afterwards is just like, what am I doing here? It's such a hard high to top or even to match.
So what do you do? Comedy now? Trying to chase that.
Kind of. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
It's obviously different.
Comedy bouts before gigs though.
You get more nervous before gigs than you did fighting.
Because there's no process. You just kind of wait. Your name gets called and you go.
Yeah.
And you get up. With fighting, like, you're getting changed. You've got to make weight. You get rubbed up. You get oiled up. You put your gloves on. There's a process. And you're like, hey, now's my turn to fight. And you get on here. It's just you sit around and wait for your name to get called.
Yeah.
I sort of do that with comedy, though. Like, I have my own process of, like, I'll write before a show. I'm like, what am I going to talk about?
Yeah.
Try and get together a list of, like, am I doing a book gig? Am I doing an open mic? What am I going to talk about? And then that'll be, like, run through my head before I get there. Am I emceeing? What am I going to have to do? Like, there's a lot that I'll, like, think about like that. There's a bit of a process. And I've seen, like, people that, like, are at a higher level that they have, like, weird shit that they do. Like, before.
Yeah.
Before doing a set.
The like, little rituals.
Take everything out of their pockets and put it on the table and... I don't want to go up there with anything in my pockets, that type of shit.
Yeah.
There's a bit of crossover there, I think.
There's wisdom in that, though, because it gets you mentally prepared for, like, I'm going from this process to another process.
Yeah.
Instead of just going up there and going, oh, shit.
What was I going to do? Yeah. That's how I've always approached comedy, is, like, try and fucking get into that headspace.
Yeah.
But not over-prepare. That's the other thing you can do wrong, is, like, you put too much pressure on yourself, and then you're like, now I'm thinking, like, over here, now I'm on stage, I need to be in the moment.
In the moment, yeah.
Yeah. It's a hard one to fucking stay in. But if you can hit it and then you enter that sort of flow state where you're just like, I'm not thinking about anything else, I'm just thinking about what's happening right now, they're always the best sets.
Yeah.
I reckon.
My best sets are the ones where you go up expecting to bomb, and you don't bomb.
Mm.
You do well. If you do well on a bad night, those are the best nights where you can walk back to the comics and be like, hey, what's up, motherfuckers? How's that bomb club going? Sorry I couldn't make it tonight. I was too busy killing up there.
It's always the worst, too, when you're doing comedy and, like, there's a break and, like, half the comedians have done their sets. So they're good or bad. They're just, like, they're not, like, they're relaxed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're just sort of, like, chilling. And then you're just like, fuck, I'm on fucking next. Like, you're still, like, up here. Just like, fuck.
Your nerves are up. I would still take... I'd rather get stopped in the ring than bomb. I could, bombing still hurt. It still hurts.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing it for?
Like 3 years. But I think it's the psychological aspect. Like, if I lose a fight, I don't think no one likes me.
Yeah,
like, there's that picture. I'm like, oh, you're my friend. You're even laughing at me. Like, not that I expect it, but there's just that feeling. Like, oh, great, no one likes me.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I don't belong here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And comics are always the most ruthless with that too. Like, if you're not doing well, they're not going to laugh.
Yeah.
Because they're so, like,
jaded. Well, you know if they're laughing is because you're bombing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's usually me.
Yeah.
You'll usually hear one laughter, and it's me just cackling in the back of the room. Always after a pause, though. So they'll say a joke, it'll bomb, and it'll be really quiet, and then while they're trying to gather themselves, you just hear me. And they're just laughing like crazy. And then that'll usually get the crowd going as well. The crowd will start laughing. Oh, it's the fucking worst, but I can't help it. It's so funny.
I like, but what are you laughing at? Are you laughing at them because they thought it was funny and it didn't work? Or are you laughing at them trying to, like, you're watching their little internal process of trying to, like, seal themselves up.
I'm laughing at the entire room in that moment because it's just like those awkward situations where someone's really bombing And it's like you can hear the pin drop, like, or something will just set me off. Like there was one comedian, he'll always go, like he'll smack his lips into the mic. Yeah.
Oh, that little tick.
Yeah. And like, I'll hear it once and like immediately pull the fucking microphone away from my mouth. But this one time, this comedian was up there and he was fucking just eating shit. And then just between every sentence, just...
Ugh.
And then me just howling with laughter, holding my hands over my mouth, just howling with laughter, and the whole crowd just going... And then they picked up what I was laughing at.
Yeah.
So then he started doing better. Because the tick got worse because he's bombing. So I was like, really pronounced. He had the set of his life that night.
Do you think he knew why?
No. Unfortunately not.
My tick used to be I would talk on the mic and I would rap the microphone as I was doing it.
Oh, yeah.
So annoying.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, fuck, you're doing it again.
Yeah, when
you film your sets and you see that shit, you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Like it becomes really apparent. So it's good to film it because you can see yourself doing it.
Yeah, I play with the chord heaps. I'll like whip it around and moving it around and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I lean the mic stand and do this with the mic, with the stand.
Oh, yeah, so, yeah.
Or I'll sit down, I'll lean against a wall. I don't know why I do it. It's so annoying.
Yeah.
You sit down?
If there's a chair there, like... I have to just get move the chair first. Otherwise, I'm going to sit on it.
Yeah,
just because it's there.
Yeah,
like, yeah. I'll lean on it. I leaned on the chair on Wednesday.
There's always that stool on stage here where you're just like, oh, it's tempting.
I fucking always. Oh, if there's not a stool on stage, I'll take one up as well. Like that's. I was like, stand up should always have a stool and a stand.
But you've never sat on one.
Never once sat on it.
Do you lean on it?
It's just. It's part of my thing. It's like some people. I like having a stool on stage. You never know. It's better to have it and not need it.
What have you ever used it for?
Huh?
What have you ever used it for?
I've moved it.
You just move it.
I just like having a stool on stage.
Okay.
It's like I'm always chasing gigs with green rooms too.
Yeah.
Like that's the dream. Being a green room, ah, the best. green room with bottled water, ah. Heaven.
You want that craft services?
Yeah. Oh, dude. That's the thing that's missing from Raw every year. It's like I'd write a new set every year with Raw, a completely new persona so I could keep going into it if they had Jats and Cheese out the back.
Raw's been ridiculous.
That's all it would take is Jats and Cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. 100%. Raw has been nuts this year, though.
Yeah. Local comic Brooke got through... on a wild card for the first one, and then she went to the wild card heat. Didn't get through that, but then they wild carded her through again to the state finals.
Yeah, my friend, that happened to my friend too, yeah.
Yeah, double wild card.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, I'm a bit worried at the second one because I think I got outgayed in the wild card heat. But they wild carded me through anyway. Oh, fuck. You're going to have to gay it up for Raw.
Oh, man.
That's what it's turning into. Well, it's what it already is, but
Yeah.
If you tick them boxes.
Yeah.
Ride that wave, though.
Yeah.
Take advantage of what you can. Gay privilege.
If we tick the box, I would write. I'd probably write it, too.
Oh, fuck yeah, I would, too. Dude. I'm just upset because I don't have one to write.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I'm trying to write a raw set for the next time I go into it. I've got to write a set.
About how gay you are. Oh, man, I love sucking dick.
I could write a bit on, if Jim Jefferies hadn't already done it, I would have done it already.
Yeah.
But he's written the I wish I was gay. But I just
He goes,
I wish I was gay. He's like, it'd almost be worth it. Like I just have to get through the sex. Like that was the joke. It's great. It's a great joke.
He's talking about how many arguments you've had with your missus.
Yeah.
That if you're with a dude you could just solve with a punch.
It's true. Gay people do argue different. Because the threat's
funny,
there.
Like... The rates of domestic violence with like couples, it's the highest amongst men and women.
Yeah.
And the second is women and women.
Yes.
And I think, apparently, you might just say because the guys don't report it, but still, like.
No, it's because women don't shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
They don't know when to shut the fuck up.
Who's the common denominator?
Yeah. Because they're walking around life without like the option of being punched in the head. Comes back to my joke. It's like, they've got no fear reflex.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's always funny when you hear this. Like
easy to be ballsy when you're not going to get hit back.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You were going to dismantle the patriarchy type of shit. Yeah. It's like, yeah, but when you get a group of women together, it just becomes a fucking shit show every time. They just start fucking infighting against each other every fucking time.
Yeah.
Women hate women.
Yeah.
There's a Chris Rock bit.
Yeah, that's it. Women hate women.
That Family Guy bit where it's like, hey, man, I like your tie. He's like, thanks. Yeah. And then there's the two women just like bitching at each other, give them backhanded compliments.
Yeah.
It's like, men, we know how to be friends.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It was a jingle. Men, we know how to be friends. All right. We went to end this podcast ages ago.
Oh, yeah.
But then we got sidetracked. I'll do that. Check us out this Sunday coming, March 25th. I'll be at the Neath Hotel performing with Ben McLennan and Isaac Butterfield. For those who are fans of Isaac Butterfield, or if you're not a fan.
Or if you just hate women, come on down.
A guy at work recommended him.
Yeah. He's real against cyclists. So I can't wait to do my joke about those people. I wrote a joke specifically about his fans. So, yeah, I'm excited to do that one. Ethan wasn't invited to that gig because he sucks.
I can't reply to messages because I'm fucking lazy.
Yeah, there's that.
And I mute every group chat that I'm in.
That's a move.
Yeah, I don't want to fucking hear it.
See, I just go one day a week off the radar.
Yeah.
Like, that's the way to do it. It's stressful waking up Sunday morning, but like, oof, hope my mum's not dead. The phone gets turned off. I just,
that's smart. Yeah,
yeah. I just
check out.
Fucking, I just go off the deep end. But yeah, hard to do business with me
because
I was like, I don't know if Junie's showing up today because I didn't check in on him yesterday. And James is like, hey man, how much are tickets to this show? And I'm like, sorry dude, I was off doing heroin.
I had that thought coming in. I'm like, oh fuck, none of us checked in the day before. These guys are comics. This money, I might be driving for nothing here.
Oh dude, I had the panic when you were taking forever. I was like, fuck, I hope he hasn't gone to, because there's Derby Street in Darlinghurst.
Oh no, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, fuck, I hope he hasn't showed up because you were taking a long time. I was man, that sounds like Sydney traffic parking issues. And I was like getting real worried. I was like, fuck, if he shows up and he's at Darlinghurst.
No, I went to get a coffee to which I thought would take 5 minutes. It ended up being like a trainee girl who had to be shown the exact thing, how to make a coffee.
That always happens when you're late too. 15, 20
minutes.
Like I was bitching about driving down Derby Street and this dude just had his blinker on like he was going to reverse park. But then he just kept driving along and stopping and driving along and stopping. And he's like waving people past. But there's like constant traffic coming the other way. So he's just like holding up like 20 cars behind me. And I was already late. It's like, for fuck's sake. Anyway, didn't matter.
Didn't matter.
We got it done.
Yeah.
That's the end of the episode. Check out old mate Bentley on Instagram. Check out Your Joking on TikTok.
The Junior Man comedian.
Yep.
Yep. And Junie V. Thanks for coming on, dude.
Thanks for coming on, dude.
All right.
We'll see you on the 25th of March and 20th of April, 420 show. Get behind it.
Righto. Love you. Bye.